This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
We'll be right back. gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Listening to the all new KQQZ 1190 AM. I think we're back to normal. So all you good people out there, we want to tell you we sincerely appreciate it all throughout the country. I know we have listeners all throughout this great United States and all throughout the world, actually. So we want to thank you. I think we're just about back to normal after all the bad situations we've had here. But again, we want to thank you. We're doing the best we can with what we got, which with me, we don't have very much, but we're going to try our best. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430, and on the east side 394-1190. I want to get started with Michael Avenatti. You guys remember this no count, good for nothing, rotten bastard. He was the attorney for Stormy Daniels. You guys remember him, don't you? Remember her, don't you? She's the one that had the legal battles against President Trump. They never went anywhere. And I think after that started, Avenatti just went down. He's been charged with two or three different crimes. I think some in New York, some in California, and he's going to be charged with some more. So I think Mr. Avenatti, at the end of the day, wish he had never got involved with Stormy Daniels. Of course, that's my opinion, of course, and I know you have yours. But, Avenatti rose to fame representing porn star Stormy Daniels. And, again, I don't think that's went anywhere, but he's telling the press now that he expects indictment in the Nike extortion case. This is alleged, of course. Everybody's always innocent in this great country. Always innocent until they're proven guilty, but alleged to have tried to get $25 million, extort millions, it says here, millions of dollars from Nike. I believe it was $25 million, but that goes to show you, whenever you want to do something, do it the legal way, do it the right way, because if you don't, there's always going to be some problems. Also want to talk about a city, Statesville, North Carolina. What a great sounding name, isn't it? Statesville, North Carolina. They're suing a car company to take down the United States flag, and it's fining this company $50 a day for flying it. Now, this is, again, out of Statesville, North Carolina. They're suing an RV and vehicle store for flying a 40-foot by 80-foot great American flag. They say it's too large. They're saying the biggest you can have a flag would be 25 by 40, and there's 40 by 80. So you can understand that this flag is a tremendous flag. It's flying high above this big RV park in Statesville, North Carolina. But now the politicians in Statesville, they're fining this gentleman $50 a day, and it's been up, I don't know how many days it's actually been up, but they're up to $11,000. $11,000 in fines, people. Do you understand that? $11,000 in fines because they have a flag, a big American flag, flying over their business. Only in America, would some form of government, be it city, state, federal, always want to get involved in our patriotism. Now, who the hell cares how big a flag that is? Who the hell cares if it's representing this great country? But no, the politicians in North Carolina, they have filed a suit to force the RV store to get rid of that flag. And they've had about 150,000 responses. And just about every one of them were positive to keep the flag up. Now, I don't know what's going to happen when you start fighting these politicians. They take the money that we give them to run our government, and they'll take it and they'll spend it on something stupid like this. And maybe eventually they'll win. But I don't know what it's going to take. I'm going to try to get a hold of these people in Statesville, North Carolina, this RV park. I don't know what's going to take to get them to take it down, but he's saying that it's not going down. The owner says it's not going down. We're going to keep it up. It's continuing on the site. And they said we're going to continue, and we'll continue the fight. But once again, only in America. I'm sure you people hadn't heard that anywhere else. But it's amazing. It's amazing how this crap goes on all throughout our great country. And we sit there like a bunch of idiots and just take it. I don't know why we can't. I don't know why we can't stand up for our great country, for our great flag, for our great American society. But it's easier, I guess, for people to say, no, we don't want to do that. We'll just let it go. So if you let this go, you let that go, at some point in time, they're going to be in your backyard and you're going to be wanting help. So if we help each other out now, I think it'll be better for everybody. We'll go to Laguna Beach, California. They've got police cars. They're the SUVs, black and white, but the police in the middle is in red, white, and blue sort of letters on the inside of the police, it says in the car. And now people are saying that that's too aggressive. It's a sign of aggression. Our great American flag is a sign of aggression. Now, they talked to some of the politicians in Laguna Beach, California, and they said that was bull crap, but they want just a very, very minority come out and say it's too aggressive. The word police in red, white, and blue is too aggressive. Once again, it's a vocal, vast minority, just like Black Lives Matter, just like Antifa, just like the Ku Klux Klan, just like the John Birchers. There's enough shame and blame in the racial game to go around. But it's really amazing. It's really amazing how people can bitch about a police car. Now it's black and white. In the middle, it's got police, and you'll see the police cars in Belleville. I don't know about the St. Louis area, but it's got some stars and stripes in the middle of the police. And now they're arguing, the vocal vast minority in Laguna Beach is arguing that it's too aggressive. It's a sign of aggression. Our flag to these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing son of a bitches is a sign of aggression. Now, I don't know where that started, but I guarantee you, if I'm ever in the position, it'll stop. It'll stop. You can fly an American flag as long as you want, as proud as you want. It's never going to be an aggressive figure, an aggressive stance. To say that the American flag is aggressive,
That just kind of really pisses me off. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Joey. You're on the dark side.
Joy, sorry. Bob, love your show, man. Really do. Been listening for a couple months. Got turned on to it from a guy at work.
Well, you tell a guy at work he's really not your friend for turning you on to me, but that's okay. I sincerely appreciate it.
Well, I am a pissed off and confused 9/11 veteran.
Okay.
And,
well, I'm going to salute you.
Sorry,
say, well, I want to salute you for your service to this great country. Now, go ahead.
Oh, thanks. So you're always asking for an intelligent conversation, so I would like if we could real quickly, because you have a couple master's degrees, is that correct?
Right, that's true.
Excellent. So I have a couple, I'm not sure where people figure that voting is going to do anything at this point. The national debt, there are no historical examples of our national debt being paid off, I mean in history, period. Roman Empire, Byzantine, Yuan Ming Qing Dynasty, we're talking 2,500 years.
Right.
And all three of those all fell from not being able to balance the books. And you got Donald Trump, you know, the guy's name needs judgment. And here's this guy who's in front of the Republican Party with the stars turned upside down. And I just don't even understand why people would think that he's going to save anything, because how's that going to work?
Yep.
And here's a guy who was bailed out by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers back when his hotels were going under. And they said, well, why are you going to save Donald Trump? Because this is all documented. I got this from even mainstream media, and I double-checked myself, because trust me, like you, I don't believe any of that.
Right, good.
So whenever they said, why did you bail out Donald Trump? They said, because he's going to be important later on down the road. And so one more thing, these Masons, these Shriners, you know, you see this, all this stuff is controlled because you never see these people bitching about the Federal Reserve or Bank of America or all these white-controlled banks, right? You never see that.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I understand with your problem with the Muslims, is because you're a fan of the Shriners. And the Shriners are Masons, are they not? And the Shriners, their name is ancient Arabic of the nobles of the mystic shrine. So isn't all their stuff Islamic and Muslim?
You see, Joey, I'd have to check all that, because I'm really not up on that. If you say it is, I will believe you and I will research it. But here's what I'd ask, Joe. You sound like a true Democrat. Is that correct?
That is not correct. I'm not going to get involved in one of these parties, no.
You just talk bad about the Republicans. You have anything bad to say about the Democrats?
Oh, of course. Yeah, they're a bunch of pedophiles. I mean, you got Hillary Clinton, right? Like that whole Pizzagate thing. You got the biggest sex ring pedophile group there is. And they're cousins. Trump and Clinton are cousins. Like, it's one party. Like, I don't understand where people are getting. See, and that's a technique, I think, right there. I mean, that you're right. I mean, do you think, and here's the thing, so we're going to let all these people in, we're just going to let them come through the border, huh? And no one's going to see this coming. Like, I mean, are you guys, that's what these people, they're either that stupid or they're in on it. And here's a guy, 7 years, man, all I've been doing is for 7 years is looking at this stuff. And I'm not trying to say anything, because you don't know more than I do, because I know you don't know who I am or anything. That's great. But I'm just saying I have accurately predicted things year after year. I've gone viral so many times. So I know I'm not wrong, because I can see stuff that I've said a long time. It's on the internet to prove it.
Right.
So I honestly think that Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter, and Eris are going to take this country by the ass later this year and next year, because you know those conjunctions flip this place upside down, baby.
Yeah. Hey, Joey, what? I don't want to know where exactly you live, but what area do you live in?
I live next to East St. Louis.
Wait a minute. You live where?
Next to East St. Louis.
Okay, well, hell, that could be just about anywhere. I understand where you're coming. You're a proud white man, I would assume.
Right, but you know how we're all the same color, so, and all the same race, because that's all a big joke, too. Just like slavery, come on, you got the University of Timbuktu, you know, back in the 10th century, 11th century, you know, bringing all this stuff. You know, it wasn't the white people that took the black people over. I mean, they did take them, but everybody was sold out. They were using the black people's technology to drive the boats, because they were over here long before anybody. Look at the Olmecs. The Olmecs is like a BC, like before, like the Mayans, like 1000 BC, and they were Africans, and they were over here way before anybody else was.
Yep.
And that's how even this place is even discovered, because they hired Giovanni Cabada, who was an Italian, watched the movie True Romance, and find out where the Italians were spawned from.
Joey, I'll tell you what, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Don't hesitate to call anytime. We can mix it up. You're a good man. Sometime come into the station, you can get on the air with me, and we'll mix it up and just have a good time with it.
Oh, that would be great. Joy, by the way. Joy. Not Joey. Joy. Very important to clarify that.
Spell that for me.
Joy, J-O-Y.
Okay.
Okay. I know it sounds female, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, no. Neither one of us have time to go there. Joy, thank you very much. We sincerely appreciate it. You be good and be careful wherever you're at.
Right on. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Joy.
Bye.
That's a little bit rough for me, but I will research some of it. But you know, it's amazing, people, that Joy, I appreciated him calling, because even though I may not agree, and I'll have to research it, agree with everything he's told me, the man has the right to express his opinion. That man is a veteran, and I want to salute him, and as always, I want to salute him and every veteran, black, white, men and women, Democrat, Republican, atheist, Pentecostal, I don't give a damn. If you served our great country in any capacity, you're one hell of a hero to me. So I want to, and even you guys that don't like me out there, and I know I got a zillion, but that's okay. I still respect you for all you guys have done, because without you doing what you've done, I couldn't be doing what I'm doing today and a lot of other people. So again, I want to thank and salute all you good guys. Hey, I want to go here. I read in the paper, and I think he's one hell of a man. I think he's a good man. I don't think he's a perfect man, but the former U.S. attorney, Stephen Wigington, was in the paper today, front page, top fold, that he admitted to an affair in his office, but stated that had nothing to do with the way he ran his office. And I have to agree, because I was involved in some of the activities being an ex-police officer and being an ex-felon, but Mr. Wigington has told me and many others, hey, when you pay for your crime, your slate's clean with me. And I think that's where a lot of people need to be. But Mr. Wigington has the big article in the Belleville News Slime of Crap. But he says, in quotes, he stands by what he did as a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Illinois. And in quotes, says it was the most effective and efficient in the nation during his tenure. Now, that could be arguable, but I don't know. I will check. But he was appointed by Barack Obama. He worked for U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. So he was, he sure wasn't a racist, or they never would have hired him. But they want to make a big to-do about him having an affair with somebody, about him having a DUI. And I'd have to say, I've been around the alcohol business quite a few years, and I can tell you, and I'll say it once, I'll say it 1,000 times, anybody that has 2 or 3 drinks and walks out of a tavern, he's going to blow or she's going to blow intoxicated. I don't give a damn. I think those laws are crazy. But anyway, getting back to Mr. Wigington, I personally, and I know maybe some people say, that romantic guy, that's why I don't like Wigington, because romantic does. Well, don't hold it against Wigington that I think he's done one hell of a good job when he was the United States Attorney for the Southern District of Illinois. But it just amazes me how it has to be on page 1 and page 2 about his misconduct, about the times that they went on official trips together. What does that mean? What does they went on official trips together? If they were official trips, they were official trips. But he wants to say, and I have to agree with him, he wants to say his job as a U.S. attorney for the time he spent, I believe about 5 years as a U.S. attorney, I believe were outstanding. I think he did a great job, me being an ex-police officer, think he did a great job. And I honestly think even the people that may not like him would have to say that as the United States State's Attorney for the Southern District of Illinois, that he did a great job while he was in office. Now, what he did afterwards, if he's guilty of a DUI, then like everybody else that's guilty of a DUI, he's going to have to pay the consequences. But to rake this man over the coal, to rake Stephen Wigington over the coal for things he did when he wasn't in office, you know, I don't think that's fair to him. I don't think that's fair to anybody. I don't think anybody would want to be treated like that. So, and in closing on this, I just want to say, and we're going to try to get Mr. Wigington in to talk to him. I think Steve Wigington, for the years he was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Illinois, I personally think he did one hell of a good job, probably better than any attorney that I can remember, any U.S. attorney in the Southern District of Illinois. But I want to salute him. Now, again, what he's done after after he's out of office. That's, you know, that's on him. And I'm sure that he'll have to pay for it one way or the other. Either lose his license, get a fine, maybe be found not guilty. Because again, in this great, great country of ours, you're innocent until proven guilty. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, the one caller. Yeah, how you doing, Bob? The one caller talking about the black. First of all, they're mad because they were born black in America, and it was not the white man. It was like all the going over to Africa. It was black tribes, warring tribes that captured other blacks and sold them to the Arabs for some beads, and the Arabs sold them to the Spaniards, which brought them to America. And you ask any African today, and they say, what is
Hey, Jim, wrong what are you doing construction work? Hell, you're doing something in the background. I can hear a bunch of...
Oh, I slammed the door to let the dogs in, Bob. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. If you're doing some for animals, I'm all for you, but go ahead.
I talked to a lot of Africans from Africa, and they come over to this country, and they say, what is wrong with American blacks? They're lazy, and they act dirty, but... They don't even like American blacks. It's something that happened a long time ago. The way I look at it is, that's the past. Look at all the stuff they get free now. You can't keep living in the past. You know, and they act like they're entitlement, like they're entitled to something. I don't own a damn thing. They had signs here where Irish were discriminated, Italians are discriminated against.
Yeah.
You know, but they think they're the privileged ones over everybody else, and I'm just getting sick of it.
Jim, let me tell you now, I'll agree with you on a lot of it, but I have to disagree when you say blacks. I think you're wrong.
Well,
I think you're talking about
you're
the
right.
Niggers.
Yeah, you're right. There's good working blacks. It's these low-life niggers
okay.
Walk around with your pants hanging down. They don't want to work, and just like try to intimidate white people, like white people are scared of them, which a lot of whites are. They're scared of being called a racist. Quit being scared of being called a racist.
Yeah.
If you're proud of being white American, if they're racist, then you're racist.
Yeah.
You know, quit being afraid of that R word.
You know, I'll tell you what, Jim, you're exactly right, but you know, there's enough crackers and hunkies. There's enough white people, trashy white people, to go around. Between the crackers and the hunkies and the niggers, there's enough to go around for everybody, don't you think?
Yeah, I see them. A lot of them meth head Jefferson County Hoosiers, and then I see them here in the city. White trash, they intermingle with the niggers. I guess they like their own kind. And they're some of the lowest ones there is.
Yeah. You know, Jim, I honestly think, and if you listen to me, you'll understand me, and I'm sure you do, that to me, it's not a color. It's what you do on the inside with the color of the skin. On the outside, there's a lot of proud whites, there's a lot of proud blacks, then there's a lot of niggers, there's a lot of crackers, there's a lot of hunkies. And when I talk to my proud black friends, they thank me, Jim. They said, Bob, thank
right.
you for separating me from these low-life bastards that get out, that won't work, that won't do anything. So I wish people would follow me around for all the calls I get, all the people that pull me over, all the people that thank me. And occasionally I get an F you from some people, and I understand that. I got an F you from people when I wasn't talking about the niggers. But at the end of the day, Jim, I believe the proud white and proud black are going to have to come together. They're going to have to tell the niggers. They're going to have to tell the crackers. They're going to have to tell the hunkies, hey, time's up. We've given you people enough. You're either going to be here in this great country, the land not of success, Jim, as you said, it's the land of opportunity. And if you don't want to take that opportunity, that's on you.
Right. No one's poorer than me. I mean, we moved around when we was young so much, I thought we was gypsies. Had a mostly disturbed mother, alcoholic father. You know, I either can use it as a crutch or I use it to make me stronger. And I work for everything I got. I mean, you got to work. I don't care if you got to shovel cow dung. Be the best cow dung shoveler you can until you find something else. They just don't want to work.
You know, Jim, I agree. And again, that's just not the niggers. That's the hunkies and the crackers. So, hey, Jim, I wish you the best. I hope everything that you do comes around to be positive. If you need anything else, don't you ever hesitate to give me a call, buddy. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Bob. You have a nice day.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Now, there's a guy. who sounds like a regular street guy. And when I say street, I don't mean bad guy. I mean being out on the street. I was a street guy. You know, there's a difference between a hustler and a con man. A con man is somebody who will con you out of your last cent. A hustler is on the other end. That's a hardworking guy. That's a hardworking guy who busts his ass and just trying to get ahead of the game. So I tell you what, we've got some callers. Callers, please hold on. We're going to get back to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. Again, this is Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch that you'll ever want to come in contact with. Lines are always open. Sometimes. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394 1190. I want to start off this segment. I want to let everybody know, especially in St. Clair County, and anybody that would like to know, you can go to your computer and you can go to BND.com. That's Belleville News Democrat, but I call it the Belleville News Slimocrap. But go to BND.com/public pay. That's BND.com/public pay. And you can get all the workers in St. Clair County, the money they make, I believe their benefits. And it was amazing how I found out that Brendan Kelly, who was our state's attorney, made right at $165,000 a year. Mid-America Airport Director, Tim Cantrell, was number two, made about $152,000. And County Administrator, Deborah Moore, was third at about $150,000. So it just shows you people that the people in St. Clair County, these politicians are making a small fortune at our cost. Now, for somebody to make $150,000 a year, that's 2 or 3 years to work for most people who live and bust their ass in St. Clair County. But if you want to find out what the politicians in St. Clair County, all the elected officials and all the employees, again, just go to BND, that's Belleville News Democrat, but BND.com/public pay. And you'll be able to get all the information. And I think they've went back since 2011. So I think that's enough time to let you know what asswipe, no good son of a bitches some of these bastards are. Did you know in Massachusetts they're trying to have a new bill in their House and Senate to once again allow the death penalty for cop killers? Now, I think that's half right. I think they need the death penalty for anybody that causes somebody's death, anybody that's found guilty of first-degree murder. I believe that should be an option, but I want to salute the great state of Massachusetts for at least having the guts to put a bill forward that once again will allow the death penalty for killing a police officers. I've never understood that, but again, I don't think police officers are any better, but I also don't think they're any worse than any other citizens walking this great land of ours. But I would hope at the end of the day that in 2 years Donald Trump will get reelected. Then you're going to see some real crap, because I think he'll help get some new Republican congressmen in. And I think you're going to see some results that we have never seen before. I could be wrong. I thought I was wrong once, but I wasn't. But I guess I'd have to say that makes me wrong. But anyway, also I want to talk about the sheriff of St. Clair County, Sheriff Rick Watson. He was in the paper, I believe, yesterday, and maybe even today, where they're fighting about the marijuana laws. And I have to agree, I don't have all the particulars here, but I have to agree with the sheriff when he says that 8% proposed tax that they would get out of all the monies for the marijuana is not enough. This is the sheriff quoting, is not enough to fund the additional law enforcement work that would result. Now see, I want to again salute Sheriff Watson. His statement is consistent with both the Illinois Sheriff's Association and the Illinois Association of Police Chiefs. Now at least Sheriff Watson's come out and said what a lot of other people want to say, a lot of other people in law enforcement would like to say, but they're afraid to say. But Sheriff Watson, I think he's going to stick by his guns. And I still tell all you people, put it in your pipe and smoke it. When the time comes and these marijuana laws are okay to use for municipal purposes, okay to use for recreational purposes, you're going to see in a year or two or three that there's going to be some major problems. And I totally agree with Sheriff Watson that they're talking about putting back 8% of the 100% money they're getting from the marijuana situations, and going to give 8% to fund additional law enforcement work. Now, most of the money's going to go to here, going to go to there, going to go to hire more jobs for people, I guess, in the state's attorney's office, to hire more people at the public defender's office, to hire more of their people. And I think even the good, proud rank and file Democrats and the good and rank and file Republicans know what's going to happen. it's going to get out of control. There's going to be problems. You know, we've already got narcotics problems. We already have alcohol problems. We've got mental problems with a lot of people. And now we're going to have this marijuana situation. But I don't guess it's going to hurt really bad, because all the other states, I believe, are going to legalize recreational marijuana. And when they do, again, I think you'll see this country go in a downward spiral in the next probably 3 to 5 years, because people won't be as violent, but they're not going to want to get out and work. They're not going to want to get out and do anything, because if they get out and do anything, the millennials and the group coming up after the millennials, I don't know what they're going to call the children of the millennials. I don't believe they're going to be able to call them much, because I don't believe they're going to be pushed to do much. But I think at the end of the day, and a lot of us won't see it, we'll all be dead if you're past 60. I don't guess you'll be around to see it, but I would venture to say in the next 25, 35, 40 years, if this country keeps on the path it's going, that we may not be a second-rate country, but I don't know if we'll be number one in the world, because we have fought. We have fought through the wars. We have fought to make this country great. And now to have a lot of these liberal bastard politicians say, yeah, we can legalize marijuana. We can legalize drugs. We can legalize anything we want to legalize, because it's not going to hurt anybody. Now, you can say that. I can say that. But you guys know. You guys know that it's a damn lie. You know at some point in time that this is going to get out of hand. And when it gets out of hand, you're going to see some real, real, real pissed off people. I also see where Illinois is going to have it where you're not going to have to wear a helmet. If you're under 21, I believe that's what they went for at this point. If you're under 21 on a motorcycle, you'll have to wear a helmet. But over 21, you won't have to wear a motorcycle helmet. Now, it's never been that way in the state of Illinois, but I guess they're trying to appease some people. Well, if they're under 21, I don't know, under 21, what it makes any difference if you're 20 years old in 9 months, or if you're 21 years old in 9 months. What's that make a difference if you get in a wreck or if something happens? I don't understand that, but I guess these politicians do. And as you know, they all know more than we know, so we can't sit there and argue with them. Let's take one more call before break. Go ahead, Lou. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for taking my call. You know, this spanky Mayor Pete, you know, coming up with these radical ideas as far as getting rid of Thomas Jefferson memorabilia and stuff like that, you know, have they really forgotten what happened to the Native Americans across this country?
No, you know what, Lou, I don't think they have, but I don't think they give a damn, because, you know, I think the Indians were hurt back in the day, and I think the blacks back in the day were hurt, but I think everybody's been somewhat taken care of. And I want to ask you this, Lou, do you feel that you owe, that you personally owe the Indians, owe the blacks, owe anybody anything but doing a hard job, hardworking job for you and your family, to support you and your family?
I mean, absolutely not. I mean, I was part of the desegregation program and the busing program back in the day in the 70s. And, I enough's enough of all this stuff, you know? I mean, everybody has equal opportunity no matter where you go at. All you got to do is go out, get your degree, whatever it is, educational background you need to get the job that you're pursuing, and everything else will take care of itself.
You know, Lou, I agree with you, and I watch TV not very often, but late at night. And they always talk about opportunity. We're not the land of free stuff. We're not the land to give me. We're the land of opportunity. And if a person doesn't take that opportunity, that's not on the country. That's not on me. That's not on you or anybody else. That's on them. Don't you agree?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, but most of the niggers that I've encountered over the time have been playing the system through generations and generations, you know, with having all these kids and they have four or five different kids, you know, from three or four different guys, you know, as if it's a status symbol among the men, you know. I mean, it's an unbelievable joke, you know, and it's a burden on the system, you know. But it is what it is. But I wanted to mention that about, that radical, that Spanky Pete, that guy who, with his husband up there and whatever. You know, society is not ready for that yet because there's too many older generational folks that are against homophobia. They are still alive that will not vote for that. But there's going to be the day when they dive off and they're going to cram that really down our throat. And we're going to have a gay president. There's just no question about it. It's just a matter of when we're going to have it.
You know, Lou, thank you for the call, buddy. I really appreciate you taking time to call. And I hope what you mean when you say the niggers, you're not talking about the proud black, because I'm going to tell you, I have a lot of proud black friends. They're hardworking. They work every day. They've got a good education. Some of them didn't want a good education. Some of them wanted to be iron workers. Some of them wanted to work in an auto shop. Some of them wanted to be auto body people. But it's the same way with whites. Got a lot of white friends who never went to college, and I don't hold that against them. Some didn't have the opportunity, and some that did have the opportunity thought, hey, this is not for me. I don't want to go that direction. And I'm glad, because I couldn't fix a car. I couldn't fix an airplane. I couldn't build a plane or a car. So if it'd be up to me, we'd still be riding bicycles. And after a bicycle broke, I don't think we'd be riding anything. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, people, listen to me, as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to live in this great country, and also very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom.
Thank you.
as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the Dark Side. As always, we got about five more minutes. I don't know if we can take any more callers. I wanted to get back just briefly on this helmet situation. Only Illinois, Iowa, and New Hampshire do not. Those three states, out of all 50 states, do not have motorcycle helmet laws. Now, I don't know why everybody else does in Illinois, Iowa, and New Hampshire doesn't, but those three don't, so I don't know if they're trying to push it a little bit further, trying to make us safer, but I don't know if that's going to make us any safer. As always, we're just about out of time. I want to talk tomorrow, and we'll start off with it, about the city residency for police officers in St. Louis. There are about 135, listen to me, people, in the great city, once great city of St. Louis. The city's police department is about 135 officers short of full strength, and they suffer from a shortage of qualified city residents interested in joining its police department. Now, some of the guys were police officers. They left because they didn't want to live in the city, and they talked with some people, I guess, through the police authorities, and they got permission to come back to work without living in the city. But at some point in time, the politicians in St. Louis, both black and white, there's enough shame and blame again to go around. They're talking about having another bill that you can live out of the city, but you have to get a waiver, not every 5 years, not every 10 years, but every year. Every year you're going to have to apply for a waiver. And I would assume to that, if somebody likes you and you kiss some ass, that you'll get a waiver. And if you don't kiss ass, you won't get a waiver. So you'll either have to quit again or move back into the city. It's got about 550 of the 1,870 police department employees already live outside the city. So you're talking about 30% plus minus. They won that right back in 2005. Now there's going to be, I would assume, some of the black politicians from North St. Louis, not just niggers, some of the blacks, for whatever reason, they want people to live in the city. And I understand their philosophy, but I personally think that's the worst thing you can do is make a police officer live in the city. Because when a police officer stops you, arrests you, gives you a ticket, puts you in jail for something that's fairly serious, they can't come after you, but they can sure come after your family. So I personally think it's a bad situation, and I just hope the people of St. Louis understand, because it's not about black and white, it's about getting the job done. It's about getting qualified people, whether they're black or white, to do the job. And it says here, according to the city charter, those who do get waivers must have them renewed, and they must reapply every year. So you're going to have people fighting back and forth about wanting to work for the St. Louis Police Department, wanting maybe to come back to work for the St. Louis Police Department. But if they have to get a waiver every year, and a guy's got 5 years on the job and he's going to work 25, you mean for the next 20 years, this officer is going to have to try to get a waiver, going to have to kiss some ass, going to have to do whatever needs to be done. And you know what happens, and I'm not saying just St. Louis, that's East St. Louis, that's Los Angeles, California, that's San Diego, California, that's Chicago, Illinois, New York. They all want to play politics, and at the end of the day, they do play politics. So I think that's not going to be a good situation. We're going to see how it ends up playing out before we can really get into it. So, as always, people, we're just about out of time. And I would tell all of yous, and I appreciate all the callers, and sorry for the callers we didn't get to today, so we'll try to get to whoever we can tomorrow when I quit ranting and raving. But as always, it's time to go. But what we must remember today and every day, we have to continue. You hear me, people? We have to continue to have the mindset that we can make this country even greater, keep this country great, but we have to do it not with the whites fighting the blacks, not with the blacks fighting the whites, but with the proud whites and proud blacks coming together and fighting the niggers, the crackers, the hunkies. And again, there's always enough shame and blame in the game to go around, but you will hear me say nigger whenever I want to say nigger, because I like saying nigger because I don't like niggers. I like saying cracker. I like saying hunkies because I don't like crackers or hunkies, and they can all be pissed at me. I don't give a damn. But as always, people, let's continue. The decent people of this great country, let's continue to unite. Let's continue to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. You know you're not going to hear it anywhere, but right here on the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM between me and Kevin Slayton from 7 to 9 AM, you're going to get the truth. You're not going to get it soft soap. You're not going to get it where we can talk good about somebody we like and bad about somebody we don't like, because I like everybody until they do something wrong. And then no matter who it is that does something wrong, I don't like them. Could be friend or foe. But as always, let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. Repeat after me. We have to destroy them. No violence. Never, never any violence. We have to destroy them politically, of course. Right here. On the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting.
America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ.